I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A dark cloud is forming over the Christian community in Cambodia. And that's because fear is on the rise as symptoms of the nation's violent past are popping up again. And then a ministry in the Middle East is addressing a number of levels of need. And because of it, people are coming to Christ. We'll dig into that in just a moment. But first, Cambodia. The United States recently told Cambodia to undo its dissolution of the country's main opposition party, the Cambodia National Rescue Party, or the CNRP. See, the dissolution has made Cambodia once again a one-party state and puts anyone who disagrees with the government in danger. We talked with a Cambodian pastor who shares.
We are afraid that this country will go back to in the past, killing field time, led by one person, led by one party, and he can do whatever he want. He not follow the law of the country.
During the killing fields period, nearly 2 million people were killed for opposing the government or being considered useless. Despite a closing door, Asian Access has a way to keep helping the Cambodian church. Still,
pray for protection over the church, and also pray for the church, that the church have to stand firm in their faith, boldness, and trusting God like that in their faith. And also pray for the church this time, that the church can come together and find a way how can we as the church be the light and the soul for this nation.
Next, a water well to save children from deadly diseases. A sewing machine to give women a chance to support their family. Livestock to improve diets and provide an income. These are the kinds of gifts that you can give through India Partners' gift catalog this Christmas. Donna Glass of India Partners says their gift catalog is a way to honor that special person who already has everything else.
These are gifts that foundationally help people in India, and people go through this struggle of trying to find, you know, the perfect gift, and sometimes that perfect gift is giving a gift in honor of somebody else.
In fact, India Partners will even send out a card to your loved one to let them know how they were thought of. And with Giving Tuesday tomorrow, your gift will be amplified.
We are really excited about Giving Tuesday this year because we have a matching grant. So any online gift made tomorrow through our gift catalog will be doubled. So if you can provide one sewing machine, two sewing machines will be provided. If you can provide clean water for a family, you provide for two families because it will be doubled.
To access the catalog, head to missionnews.org. And some ministries choose to focus on one specific angle of missions. Others dabble in a bit of everything. That's the group Pierre Hosny would put Horizons International in.
We have Muslim ministry on the field. We have international student ministry in about 10 different locations in the U.S. We also have training ministry, which is engaging Islam. And then we also have Biblical Missiology, which has a website called biblicalmissiology.org and a forum of scholars and mission practitioners from around the world.
The Horizons facility in Lebanon lets teams work with refugees and Muslims firsthand.
We do have to repair a lot of misconceptions that Muslims have, but they do have a basis of understanding of monotheism and even about Jesus, that we have a starting point to go from. And then on top of that, we just have to share kind of a more accurate picture of who Jesus is.
But none of that can happen without the power of prayer and a God who listens.
Pray for the church in the Middle East. Pray that the church in the Middle East would respond to the crises by standing up and preaching the gospel even more.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochanka Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.